Everyone, we're holding in the day of the Mishnah here in Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, says as follows. Kos HaChatzer Shnafal, a wall of a chatzer that fell, we're speaking in the previous Mishnah about the chiyuv for two partners in a chatzer to build a wall, or what are the specifications of that. So let's say they built a wall, whatever situation was, and it fell down. They built a wall together and it fell. Mechayev noso, leave noso, ad arba amos. You obligate each one of them. And one person built it, and the other person doesn't want to, he has to contribute to the building until at a height of 4 amos. Above that, you can't force the guy. And it's an assumption that he has given, right, if should they get into an argument in Beis Din, we'll see from the Rav, did he give or not? We assume he did give until a raya is brought that he didn't. Because this is the type of thing that people are expected to follow. Above 4 amos, though, you can't obligate him. But if he built us another wall, the person who didn't pay for the amount that was raised up above Arba Amos, right? They both chipped in for up to 4 Amos, then one of them built above 4 Amos, he couldn't force the other, but then that other one built another wall and used the fact that there is now a very high wall, he built himself a high wall at the same height and then put some, obviously clearly planned to put some sort of roofing in between the two, thereby taking advantage of the fact that there's the other high wall there. So even though he didn't yet put that tikra, the ceiling part, the gagon of the cold, then you really roll around on him, you obligate him about everything. He has to show that he wanted that high wall built, so you make him pay for that half, for half of the expenditures. This part of things, the chazaka is that he did not give until it brings a proof that he did. So there's the Rav over here. Kosel chotzer, shel shutzer. Right, as we said, a kosel of a courtyard that belongs to partners. So you build it ad arba amos. Devahachi sagi leila hezikriya. That is enough to prevent hezikriya, which you said is damage caused by invasion of privacy. 4 amos is good enough. It's quite high. The chezkas shenosan. It's an assumption that he gave. Kishizet tovo chatzi etzir. Say you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is claiming from Shimon half the expenditures. Rizet omer and Shimon says gvar nosati chulki. I already paid. Nemon, he's believed in that. Ad sheyavi ataveya edim shetavo v'lo nasan. Until the claimant, Reuven, would bring edim that he has been claimed and did not give. The mishpat zeh galu l'kol. Because such a judgment, such a ruling, everybody knows, it's obvious. Shechova alav l'sayelo, that he has an obligation to help him. V'lo haye zeh bonehu mishalo. This person wouldn't have built the wall all by himself. Reuven wouldn't have laid out all the money. El haye mevi l'beisin, would have brought him to Beis Din and gotten the money out of him already. So we assume that that happened until Reuven and Brin Raya that didn't. Okay, now we said Reuven, however, wants to build above 4 amos, that's his business. Shimon is not obligated to help with that. But if Shimon built another wall next to it, some of Chokos Acher, the Acher Shimon Ha'echel, the Malam Arba Amos, after Reuven, say, this person built above 4 amos, Harbe, Lo Resel Asayo Behagbal. So Shimon didn't want to help with that raising of the wall. Some of Hasheni Kosel Acher, the second one, Shimon, now brought next to it another wall, connected to Kosel Zeh, opposite this Kosel, the same height as the new high wall, or to cover it and put like a roof from one to the other. Even though he has yet to put that roofing, the Gagal love is a call. You obligate him with everything. He has shown you that it's good for him, the raising of the wall that the other one did. If Reuven, the first one, came and claimed to him Ladin and Din, after he brought near that wall to the first wall, you have to give your portion in this amount that I raised this wall. He says, I already paid you. That he's not believed on, only with witnesses. Such a ruling, such a law is not so obvious to everybody. Until Beis Din forced him to pay, he's not assumed to have given. Seder. Says Mishnah, hey, Kofin Osa Livnos Beis Shar V'delas L'Chatzer. One can force the members of a chatzer, people who are sharing a communal courtyard, to pay toward the Beis Shar, that's where the guard is going to sit, the delis and a door to the chatzer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon says, Lo kol ha-chatzer is ruyos the Beis Shar. Not every chatzer is fitting to have a Beis Shar for a shomer to sit in, so can't necessarily make everybody pay for that. We'll see in the Rav what the difference would be. You can force members of your city to pay for the building of a city wall of large doors for entrance to the city. And Briach means, usually it means like a lock of some sort that goes across. We'll see from the Rav to describe what these are. Not all cities Ru'uyos l'choma, are fitting for a wall. So the wall is not necessary. Kama yehe ba'ir v'yehe ka'anshi'ir. How long does a person have to be dwelling in a city to be then considered a member of the city and obligated in these things? Shema sar chodesh, 12 months. Kanaba ba'isira, but if he bought an apartment there, a house there, arihu ka'anshi'ir miyat, he would be considered as a member of the city immediately. He doesn't have to wait 12 months. So says the Rav, kofenoso. You force anyone in the city, as ben hachatzer, people in the courtyard, I should say, shena rotzeh l'sai livnei hachatzer, he doesn't want to help the other members of the chatzer, you force him, livnos, to build lechatzer, for the chatzer, beis shar, liyoshomer ha-pesach, yoshev sham, that's where the guard of the entrance will sit there, the cell, and have a shaded area to sit. Umarchek es b'nei reshutzer rabim melahatzitz b'chatzer, his job was actually to distance people walking by on the public road from looking into the chatzer. That's how seriously he took privacy then. It's most of us to learn from, that this person be hired to keep people from looking. Yeah, yep, so everyone is forced to pay for that. And the delis, and a door of the shara chatzar to the gate of the chatzar should have a door. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said back, lo kol ha-chatzar is ru'uyus le-beis shar. Not every chatzar is fitting for beis shar. Chatzar she'en es mukh l'shutz rabim. The chatzar is not next to a public place. And ru'uyus le-beis shar, no need to have a beis shar there, shomer, keeping people away. We hold that even if it's not close to Rishus Ram, occasionally the public, the people walking by somewhere near enough by will be pushed close to this chatzer and they'll accidentally go in unless you have a shomer preventing it. And then again, the Tanakhama said, every city you have a choma, the lasayim of a riach. So Rav doesn't elaborate what these are like I thought he would, but a choma you know is a wall, the lasayim is doors of a riach. Usually means like a bar that goes across. In that's what it meant in the Parshas concerning the Mishkan. But definitely this is sort of a locking mechanism. So Rav Shim Gamliel said back, Lo kol ha'yoro siruyus l'choma. Ir she'ena smucha l'gvul ha'oivim, a city that is not close to the border where the enemies are, and it's richa l'choma, doesn't need a strong fortified wall. Ve'en aloch Rav Shim Gamliel, again, the law is not like him, da'afilu ena smucha l'gvul ha'oivim tzricha l'choma. Even if it's not next to a border where the enemies are, it needs a wall. Sometimes it happens that an army is going to walk by. So you need to have a big wall to protect the city. Yeah. So the Mishnah asked how long to be the Hekanshir, how long to be there and to be considered part of the city, to bear the burden with them. Nowadays, that people are more mobile, Rav seems to say, Nog Alma Shloshim Minig is 30 days already makes you part of the city. You don't have to wait 12 months. I don't know why that would be dependent on being more mobile. I would think that would be amount of being less mobile. I'm not sure. Yeah. In any event, though, if a person is owning a land there or an apartment or a house, he's considered, as Mishnah said, part of the city immediately. Says Mishnah Vav. This is the din chalukah that we mentioned in the first Mishnah on the parak, that you can't force division of a chatzer until there's four amos to each member. The lowest of Sada, and you can't the fourth division of a field that's jointly owned, until they're going to create produce of 9 kav for each. Until the each will produce 9 half kavs, which is 4.5 total, but he words it in that way for whatever reason, 9 half kavs. The lowest agina, you can't force division of a jointly owned garden, until each will have a half kav. Rabbi Kiva Omer Base Rova. Rabbi Kiva says a base rova, that's really an amount of land. We'll see if the Rav elaborates that measure. Vlos a Chaklin, Vlos a Morin, Vlos a Shovach. A Chaklin and a Morin are type of palaces. A Shovach really means a dovecote, places where birds are taken care of. So these things can be jointly owned. Vlos a Talis, Vlos a Merchot. A Talis doesn't necessarily mean our Talis, and nowadays it can be a jointly owned Begid, any type of clothing. And a Merchot, a bathhouse or a mikvah. Lois base abad in or an olive press, until you have in them kidailze, enough for each one. And the way the Rav's gonna learn the next part of the mission is elaborating what enough means. Zahaklau, this is the rule, Kol Shiachalik Shmuel Love Cholkin. Anything you divide it and it would still retain its name, right? It wouldn't be so little left that you can't call it a mikvah or a merchatz or a baguette or whatever. So then you can divide that. That is enough to be divided. Vim lav in cholkin. If that's not enough, you cannot divide it. Emosai. When is this all true, that these are the measurements of all types of divisions? Bizman she ain shneihem rotzim. When both of them do not want, and you're forcing it, you have to wait till it's this large to force a division of whatever the thing is. Al bizman she shneihem rotzim, if they both want to divide it, afilo pachos mikani achokum. So iser, no problem with it. They can divide less than that if they want to. The kisvei hakodesh, though, the contrast is that kisvei hakodesh jointly owned scroll of Torah, the Nevi'im, Ksuvim, whatever it be, Alpha Pisha Shneim Rotzim, even if they both want to divide it, literally cut it in half, you'll take the first Sefer Shmuel, I'll take the second, Lo Yachluk, they're not allowed to divide that. They could sell it and split the money, whatever it is, but they can't physically divide it. We'll see, it's not proper. So says the Rav, Ein Cholkin Esachotzer, you can't divide the courtyard, and Echa Min Ashutvin Yochel Akovas Chaveru, neither, or really, not just neither, but any one, it could be more than two, any one of the partners cannot force his friend until there are four amos to each one. He can't force his friend to divide it. That's aside from the entrance room. Every member of the chotzer needs four amos in front of the entrance to his own home to be able to unload the burden that is on his donkey. Aside from those four amos, he needs four more. Every member needs four more for any other usage. Really, it's quite a lot of room. Four amos in front of your entrance, four more amos you can use for your area. So it's really eight amos total. Different measures of four amos are being spoken about in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah went on to not a chotzer, it said a field. You need nine kav each, and Rabbi Huda said nine half kavin. Rabbi Huda Omer Tishas Chatzoi Kavin, Mar Ki Asir, Mar Ki Asir. Rav says no machlokas. Yeah, each Tana here, Tana Kavin, Rabbi Huda, are going to where they were, where they lived. Lo Pligi, they're not arguing. But Asir de Yehuda Haisa Osa Tevua, in the place Rabbi Huda, the fields would make produce, Sade Bas Tisha Chatzoi Kavin, Ki Sade Bas Tisha Kavin, Basrava Dram. A field that was four and a half, meaning nine and a half kavs large, would produce the same type of produce as a field that was nine kavs large. It's a measurement of area, right? Nine kavs large in the place of Rabbanan. So they're talking about the end total of produce. They just measure, express the measurement in the measurements of land that would produce that amount. But essentially, they're agreeing, Rav said. Then the Mishnah said you can't divide up a garden until you have chati kav of land to each. You can't, Rabbi Kiva said, a base rova. Says Rav, a base rova. That's makom yizra'a bo rova kav, a place, a measurement of land again, we can plant a quarter of a kav. That would be obviously smaller because the Tana Kava said chati kav and Rikiva says stuff with a quarter. Yeah. So says the Rav here, Upsak halacha, the psak is ein din haluka b'karkos ha'amdos l'charisho l'zriya. There is never a din of haluka with an amount of land that is going to be plowed and sown. The shear is, has to be left for all the members of it, all the partners, enough land to have a day's worth of work of plowing a bezria or planting the kiyotze behan and things like that. That's the shear. Why is that psak halacha? Rav's not elaborating, but that is the telling we do nowadays. Like no one in the Mishnah, that's the halacha. See if anyone ever talks about it. Don't see if people speak about it. That's a psak. So that would change. It's like no one in the Mishnah really intrinsically, because it would change according to every field and everything. Is how much, you know, as long as everybody can have a place to work each day, that would be enough. Those are of Moran Utraklin, mini Palatin Haim. Those are type of palaces, type of edifices. You can only divide it once Kedai Lezek, Kedai Lezek. And the Mefarish also, Shilaach, as it goes on to explain, Shilaach, Shiachloku, Vyutukol Echad Chelko, that after they would divide it and everybody would take their portion, he had Bechelikol Echad Mehem, Mokom Royishi, Kari Traklin Amor. It has to be that every member, every partner would have a place that is fitting to be called the original name, a Traklin or Amor. Shishar Bikfoso, Hashem Shahayab Bikulo. It has to be left in the part of it that was broken off, the same name that it had when it was all together. Yeah. So then the Mishnah said, this is all Bizman Shnei Hamrotzim. This is when both of them don't want to divide, or all the members don't want to divide. No one can force his friend to divide against his will. There is a division that is forcible, even at smaller shirim, smaller amounts. He can force him to say, Gudor Ogu, Klomar, what does that mean? Kanei Chelki, buy my portion, or sell me yours. Yeah, the Mashu Shava, by what it's worth. That a person can always force, if the place is too small to be divided up halachically, each one has the option of making that offer. Yeah. And the Mishnah said that if they want to, they can divide, but Kisvei Kodesh not. Kisvei Kodesh, Tornavim Ksuvim, Lo Yachluku, Badav Kishim Bekrachachach. It's not divisible when it's all in one volume. Yeah, all in one roll, like they used to have. Avabakracham Harbe Kosefer Vnei Atzmo. right? With many volumes, many scrolls, you have a lot of 10 Sefer Shmuels, or you have all of Tanakh in the individual scrolls. That they could divide. Yeah, Imratzu Yecholkim. If they want to, they can divide that. It seems to be just it's a genai to split up, to literally cut open a scroll. But different scrolls is fine. Thank you for listening. We'll continue.